Okay, today's daf is daf Nazir daf Samach. We are on Nun Tes Mabez in the Mishnah. Second Mishnah on the Amud, the bottom Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah came up a few days ago, and that was the chart. So if you have the chart with you from a few days ago, that will be helpful. We're just going to be focusing on the last line of the chart. And there is another chart for today's daf. Which hopefully is online already, and if it's not online, then hopefully it'll be online soon after the shiur. So feel free to download it and have it with you. And by the way, I go in Pesach Sheni to all. Okay, so now we are on Nun Tes Mabez. Here we go. Nazir shahaya tameh besafek u'muchlat besafek ochel b'katshe b'achar shishim yom v'shosu yayin v'tameh l'meisim l'achar meyav v'esrim yom. Remember the case, you have a Nazir who, on the first day of his Naziris, as Tosfos explained, the first day of his Naziris, he becomes Safek Tame. How did he become Safek Tame? So maybe somebody comes over to him and says, you know, I'm not sure, I think you might have walked by, over a corpse. I'm not sure if it was you, I'm not sure if it was your friend, but, you know, there's a Safek Tuma. Safek Mitzora, how do you get a Safek Mitzora? That's a tougher one, how do you get a Safek Mitzora? So again, Tosfos explained that maybe a Kohen Paskind, doesn't remember who. One of you, there are two people here, Reuben and Shimon, so one of you was a Mitzora, one of you wasn't. I'm not sure exactly who was, about one of you and the other one left. So that's a case of a Safek Mitzora. So what does one do with, if one is a Nazir, and a Safek in these cases? If one is a Mitzora, then he can't count his days of Naziris of Tara. If one is Tamei Meis, he cannot count his Naziris of Tara. A Mitzora has to have two Tiklachos, two haircuts. He has to have a whole body shave on day one when he becomes Tahar. And then he has to wait a week. And after a week, he has to get another body shave on day 7. And on day 8, he has to bring karbanos. So that's for a mitzvah. And he can't start counting it then until afterwards. But if he's also tamei meis, so then he can't start counting his nazir satara until he waits another week. Because tamei meis also, a nazir who's tamei meis requires a haircut. You can't get a haircut unless you have a week of growth, as we had earlier in the Masechta. So you're going to have to wait another week until you can start counting your Naziris of Tara. But in all these cases, you can't just wait a week, because maybe you're neither. Maybe you're just a wonderful Nazir, who's not a Mitzora, who's not Tamei, so you got to wait a month in between, because, as the Mishnah says right now, Shetiklachas Hanega, we noted this then, but we're going to say it now in the Mishnah, Shetiklachas Hanega Docha Tiklachas HaNazir Bezman Shehu Vadai, Avazman Shehu Safegeno Docha. If somebody is a Vadai, a certain Mitzora, during his days of Naziris, then he's allowed to go through the Tiklachas process, the Tahara, the purifying process of a Mitzora. That's only if it's a Vadai. But if it's a Safek, he can't. So if it's a Safek, he has to wait a month before he gets any haircut, because there's an Issa Daraisa for another to cut his hair. And there's an Asay for another not to cut his hair. So that's why, that was, if you remember, the last line of last week's chart, the chart from Daf Nun Vav, the last line you have to do, if you're a Nazir, who's a Safek Mitzora, Safek Tamei Meis, I put the sheets over here again if you want to, in this column, and the first one over there is the today's sheets. So after day 30, then you have one haircut. After day 60, you have another haircut. And those, you took care of the Sfeikis for Mitzora. Then you have to wait another month before you get a haircut of a third haircut, which is the Safek Naziris Tuma. And you have to get a fourth haircut after 120 days, and that will take care of everything. Already after day 60, though, you can eat karbanos. Because after day 60, you're already, for sure, tahar. You didn't have your haircut for tamei meis yet, but you're tahar, because you had sprinklings of the afer of the paraduma on day 3 and 7. And also, you're not a mitzvah anymore, for sure. So once you're not a mitzvah anymore, once you're not tamei meis anymore, so then you're allowed to eat karbanos. But you still might be a nazir. You still might be a Nazir. So that's why you cannot drink wine or become Tamei Meis until after 120 days. That was the case of the Mishnah that we had then. Yeah?
If you only do the Tiklachas of the Mitzora, the case of a Nazir, if it's a Vadai, you have to take care of your Naziris first.
You could only do the Tiklachas of a Mitzora if it's a Vadai. Should you have to take care of your Naziris first? We're calling it, just to make it simple on the sheet, that day 30 is Tiklachas number 1 for Mitzora, and number 2, really there's no difference between 30, 60, and 90. Really, you don't know what's happening first. Today we're going to talk about the Karbanos, which is the connection to Pesach Sheni, which is where Yotzei with today. So that was all the case then. We spoke about, okay, when do you get your haircuts? The Shiloh, though, that we said then is, what Karbanos do you bring every one of those days? We mentioned, just to review, right, three people. a Nazir Tahar, a Nazir Tameh, and a Mitzora. Let's just remember exactly what Karbanos are brought, because we're going to need that. You can write it down also. Might be helpful. The three sets of Karbanos that are brought for each of the of these events. A Nazir Tahar brings Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. A Nazir Tahar brings a Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim, all animals. Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. All behemoths. A Nazir Tameh brings a Chatas, Ola, and Asham. The Asham and Shlamim switch. But the Chatas and the Ola are birds. A Nazir Tameh brings Chatas and Ola birds and an Asham. An Asham is never a bird. You never have an Asham oaf. No such thing. You have an Asham behema. You have Chatas oaf, you have an Ola oaf, and an Asham. That's Nazir Tameh. So you have Chatas, Ola, and an Asham for a Nazir Tameh, a Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim for a Nazir Tahar. What about a Mitzora? So remember the process. It says this before. It's Torah Shebichsav. We don't know if you'd have to go to Mishnayos for this. It's Torah Shebichsav. So when you become Tahar, you go day one of when the Kohen says, you're not a Mitzora anymore. So then he has the Shteitzi Parim, the two birds, the special process done. You shecht one of the birds, you dip the live bird into the blood of the dead bird, and you send it out. The Mishulachas, we had that back on Daf Yud Beis, if you remember. Why aren't all birds in the world Usser? Because there's one bird that was a Mitzora that flew away. So we had that discussion way back, 2 months ago or so. But so a Mitzora brings Shteitzi Parim on day one, and then he also on day one he has a haircut, a Tiglachas Mitzora number one. He waits a week, then on day seven he has haircut number two, and then on day eight he brings Karbanos. On day 8, a Mitzora also brings Karbanos. A Mitzora brings an Ola, Chatas, and Asham. Same as a Nazir Tameh, but his Ola and Chatas is a little different. His Ola and Chatas are what we call Ola V'yoreds, which we spoke about in the past. It depends if he's a rich Mitzora or is a poor Mitzora. If he's a rich Mitzora, he brings behemoths. If he's a poor Mitzora, he brings birds. So those are the three rules that we need. Again, Nazir Tameh is Chatas, Ola, and Asham. Birds. Nazir Tahar is Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. A Mitzar brings Shteitzi Parim, day one, and then on day eight, right, after he has two haircuts, on day eight, he brings a Chatas, Ola, which are, depend if he's rich or poor, what they are, and an Asham, which of course has to be a behemoth. So, with that background, okay, yeah. Mitzora, yeah. He had a Nega. Well, we weren't sure. Well, remember, the Tzaras isn't a Mitzias. It depends what the Kohen said. You could have all Tzaras you want in the world. If a Kohen doesn't declare it a Nega, you have to go to the Kohen. So whatever the Tzavik is, let's say you went to the Kohen and the Kohen doesn't remember which one of you, but look at it again. So what? Maybe it's a change since then.
He had
something, right? He had a Nega. Like Ikva Yisura, right? He had something there. Okay, so that's... Those are the karbanos that we need to deal with. So Tana. So now first, the first price of the first four lines, we had these four lines. It's not telling me anything new. But Medvar Mamur, and when do we say this works out? Again, if he is a Nazir, who is a Suffolk Mitzora and a Suffolk Tamemes, when do we say that these days work out? 30, 60, 90, 120, Benazirus Boetis. That's if he is a 30-day Naziris. So that's what happens by each of those 4 days. Aval Benazirus Bashana, but if the Naziris is a larger Naziris, it's a 1-year Naziris, so then you just multiply the ratio. Right, it's nothing, not the same principle, but you just multiply the ratio. Ochel b'kachem lachar shtei shanim. He could eat kachem after 2 years, which is the same as 60 days by a 30-day nazirus. But he shows the yain b'tamim l'meisim lachar arba shanim, and then after 4 years, so that's when he is for sure out of all of his nazirus, all the sveikas, all the chashos, so therefore he would be able to drink wine and become tamimeis after 4 years. Okay, that is the same ratio. V'tani Allah, here we go. So now we have a brisa that relates to the Mishnah. Okay, so for this we have to concentrate. V'tani Allah. So the Gemara is going to the brisa is going to explain what karbanos do you bring on each of the days. Okay, to keep it simple, let's keep to the 30, 60, 90, and 120 days. So what karbanos do you bring each day? So the brisa is going to explain, you're going to bring a few karbanos each day just to cover your bases. You're not going to go overboard with your karbanos. So Magalech Arbatag Lachios, you're going to get 4 haircuts, as we said, on day 30, 60, 90, and 120. Tiglachas Rishona, the first Tiglachas, which is on day 30, what do you bring? So you have the sheet for today, we're going to leave for Amud Beis. That's not for now. Right? But we're staying on the old sheet on the fourth line. So again, the first Day 30. So what korban is he going to bring on day 30? Maybe tziparim. So you bring birds, the tziparim, right? Because that's what a mitzorah brings, and you're a safek mitzorah. V'chatas ha'of. Then you bring a chatas ha'of. What's the chatas ha'of for? Possible nazir tameh. That's why you bring your chatas ha'of. Remember, you might be a nazir tameh. V'olas behema. And you also bring an olas behema, just in case what? You're another Tahar. Just again, you're another Tahar, so you're covering all your bases on day 30. You don't know what you are. You're for sure a Nazir. You just don't know if you became Tameh or if you're a Mitzora. So if you're a Mitzora, you bring two birds today. If you're another Tameh, you bring one of the animals of another Tameh, the Chatas Ha'of. If you're not, if you're just another Tahar, you bring an Olas Behema. That's what you bring on day one. So 1 second. If you're a Nazir Tahar, so you bring an Olas Behema. Wonderful. Why? Because there's no, as the Gemara is going to explain this in a minute, but Tosas here asks, there's no downside bringing an Olas Behema. Because what happens if you're not a Nazir? So it's an Olas Adava, fine. The Chatas Behema of a Nazir Tahar, you can't bring because a Chatas is not Ban Adava. You can't bring I want to give a Chatas to Hashem. I want to volunteer. You can't. You can't volunteer a Chatas. You can volunteer an Ola, you can volunteer a Shlamim. So Tosas asks, what happened to the Shlamim? Why don't you bring a Shlamim? What's the downside of bringing a Shlamim on day 30? So you bring, right, so if you... There's no downside. So I need to bring a shlamim. First skinny line of Tosfos. Shlo hitzrichu l'safik nazir tar ra'karban la'atiro b'taglachas. First skinny line. Says Tosfos, Chazal didn't make you bring a karbanos that you didn't really require. How many karbanos do you need to be able to get your hair cut? Just one. So you're right, you could have brought the shlamim. You could have brought the shlamim. You know what? Chazal wore a misakin. You didn't have to. Because, you know, just bring one. You bring your Olas Behema, just in case you're a Nazir Tahar, and that's all we require right now. You're right, there's no downside for the Shlamim. In Achinami. But, you know what? You have such confusion. You have so much on your head. Don't worry about it. Just bring one carbon per possibility. Chatas Ha'of, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Chatas Ha'of can come al Safik. A Chatas Behema cannot come al Safik, but a Chatas Ha'of can be brought al Safik, which we're going to talk about what the case is exactly. So that is number one. Tosfos and Nida has other possibilities why you would not be able to bring the Shlamim. Tosfos and Nida on Daf Ayin says, Lo al Shlamim sheshami nazir tu'unim tenufa, v'zehu Safik mitzora ve'enu yachal lahanif. Right? Different various karbanas, not too many of them, but a few karbanas require waving. Waving, just like the Karban Omer. We're in Sefirah Omer now. The Karban Omer requires waving. So the Shlamim of a Nazir, you take the part of the Shalmei Nazir, and you wave it, the Kohen's hands onto the Nazir's hands, and he waves it. So that, says Tosfos, is a requirement that if you can't do, you might as well not bring the Karban. Maybe Tzrufa's not Ma'akev, but if it's, as we had the principle in the past, you need at least the potential for it. You need Roy Latznufa. If you need Roy Latznufa, so if he's not going to be able to be Mainif anyway, why? Because he's only a Safek, so you're not going to be Mainif because of a Safek. That's why you don't bring the Shlamim. Va'o, Tosfos says a third possibility, right? One here and two there. Shehein Tu'unin Lechem, Vizroa B'Sheila, V'ein Shlamim Ke'ilu Ba'am Nadava. Fine, the animal could be brought as a Shlamim, but what about the breads that go with it? We know a Nazir brings 20 breads. Right? A carbon told us 40 breads, and Nazir has 20 breads. So what about his 20 breads? That doesn't come to Dava either. And they go with the Shlamim, so that's why there's no Shlamim. Okay? That's why there's no Shlamim. So now we get to the next one. So again, Taglachas we show into the first, on day 30, what do you bring? You bring the birds, because maybe you're a Mitzorah. You bring a Chatas Ha'of, because maybe you're another Tameh. And you just bring one carbon out of your set for Nazir Tameh to be Yotze Zayin. You only bring one. And Volas Behema, maybe you're a Nazir Tar. Okay, next. It's easy if you're from the camp of writing in your Gemara, it might be easy just to write like on top of each one, like what are each of these animals for? Just write one word. Shnia, so next, what about the second Tiglachas date, which is what? Day 60. What do you do on day 60? So maybe Chatas Ha'of. So you bring a Chatas Ha'of. Why a Chatas Ha'of? Because maybe you're a Mitzorah. If you are a Mitzorah, so you brought your birds on day 30, so now you have to bring your Karbanos. You didn't bring your Karbanos of a Mitzorah. So that's why you bring your Chatas Ha'of. You bring Chatas Ha'of just in case you are a Mitzorah. Va'olas Behema. And you bring your Olas Behema in case you are a Nazir Tahar. In case you're a Nazir Tahar. That's two. Let's fit it. I'm sorry? The Olas what? Olas Behema you brought on day 30, but you know what? If you were not a Nazir Tahar plane, then it didn't count. So why not wait to day 60? Because if you are a Nazir Tar plane, so then Spalt Acher. Right? You're delaying it. And there's no downside to bringing it on day 30. So you're going to have to bring it on everyone, even though it's not going to count if all of these were correct until the last one. So that's why you bring an Olas Behema on day 2. Let's finish and then another comment. Shlishis on day 90, you bring the same as day 60. But for different reasons. Shlishis maybe Chatas Oof, you bring a Chatas Oof. Why? You're definitely finished your Mitzorah hood. Right? If you were Mitzorah. After day 60. So on day 90, you bring Chatas Oof for Nazir Tamei. For Nazir Tamei. And Olas Behema again for Nazir Tahar. Because you weren't sure. And Revi is on day 120, maybe Karban Tara. You bring a Karbanis Tara, which is for another Tahar. For another Tahar. The Gemara is going to explain each of these, but this is the Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to go into each of these. Oh, so let me get, I think you're asking the following. And that is, on day 60, where we wrote Shnia, it says we bring a Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of, just in case you're a Mitzora. One second, we just introduced this. What karbanos does a mitzvah have to bring? Chatas Ola and Asham. Chatas and Ola, what kind of Chatas and Ola? Ola v'yored. Ola v'yored, if he has to bring either animals or birds. Right? Depends if he's rich or he's poor. So what does it say here? He brings a Chatas Ola against if he's a mitzvah. What if he's a rich guy? How can he bring a Chatas Ola? We only wanted to bring a Chatas Ola because a Chatas Ola could be brought al safek. A Chatas Behema cannot be brought al safek. So what if he's a rich person? How can he bring a Chatas Ola? Says the Rashi has to be mafkir all his nechassim. He has to be mafkir all of his nechassim. He has to get rid of all that. He has to become an ani. He's got to become an ani. That's what you have to do. The Rashi says it's not here, but he says it's earlier on the back on Daf Nun Heim Abayis where the sugya came up. If you look on Daf Nun Heim Abayis, it's the last skinny line of the Rashi. On Daf Nun Heim Abayis, you can look back. The Rashi says yafkir nechassim v'yavi chatas ha'of kedin mitzara ani nun hei amid beis bottom skinny line of the Rashi. That's what he has to do. He has to be mafker all the chasim so he can become an ani. What if not? He's not going to be able to drink wine for the rest of his life if he doesn't do this. So you know what? Let him be mafkered for a day. Let him become an ani. That'll get everything back and hopefully nobody will come. Kala kodem zacha. Nobody will come and take his stuff.
Why is it all misuffing? So right. Why can't you go to the lowest common denominator?
But it's not a common denominator. When you have an ol of a yored, this carbon, we paskin an ashit that brings a carbon ani is lo yatsa. It's not a common denominator. It's different. How do you define it? Okay, so however you define Ani and Ashir. So in this case, he's an Ani because of the situation. He doesn't know what to do, so he might as well, but he's still not an Ani. Still not an Ani. Oh, the Rambam, yeah. He can bring a nicer carton. No, but if he brings an animal, it's not Baal Suffolk. We can't bring anything that is possible. This Chatas can't turn into an Adava if it's a Behema. Or Chatas Oof can turn into, is brought Al Suffolk. I might be, but you can't make a Tzayin of Chatas. You can't bring a tzayin a chatas. You can't bring a chatas unless you vadei own a chatas. Chatas behema. Oh, if you look at the Rambam is a little troublesome to some of the achronim because the Rambam also says this. So you have to be mafkir your nechassim in Naziris Perek Yud Halacha Dalid. But the Rambam seems to say you have to be mafkir your nechassim before day 30. Before day 30, even though here we're talking about what day you bring in this chatas off day 60. The Rambam in Yud Dalid, Ketzan maybe Zeh Karban Osav. What did this poor guy do? He doesn't know what he is. Not right now, we want to make him poor, but he's poor in a general sense. So what did he do? Im Haya Ashir, Kosim Nechasav Lacherim. Shekoshe Mitzora Ashir Shevi Karban Ani Lo Yotza. V'yachar Gach, then you go through the whole process. So the Rambam seems to say you have to do it on day 30. The problem is that the Gemara says, in the Mishnah says in Krisus, that when do you determine Anius versus Ashirus? When you Lomaisa bring your Karbanis, which is not on day 1 of being a Mitzara when you bring your two birds, your Tziparim. It's on day 8. That's when you determine it. So it's a little Tzarachim with the Rambam, why the Rambam says that you have to have a Kavua, Nikva, here on the day of your Tziparim, which is day 30, and not the day of your rest of your Karbanis, day 60. There are answers to this question, but feel free to look in the Achronim, the Sharam Siyan of Halacha. Here quotes an answer, but we will continue. We'll continue. Maybe at the end we'll come back, as we always say, to the question. Okay, so now let's go into the explaining everything with the Braisa said. Amart, right after the two dots. Amart. This is another example of Lishna Denazer Mishuna. Tosa says Amart is like Amar Mar. Amart should be like an Amar Mar, Tosfos in Dibra Maschol, Amart, Kamo, Amar Mar. So Amart, Teglachas Rishonis. Now we're going to talk about number 1. So if you want to write 1, 2, 3, 4 in your Gemaras, so this is explaining number 1. all the way down to the end of the Amud. Tiklachas Rishona Mevi V'chulu. So Mimanafshach. Why is it okay what you bring on Tiklachas Rishona? What did the Gemara say you bring? So Shavar Kamaisi. It's okay what you bring. De'ivadei Mitzorahu. If he's for sure a Mitzorah. V'lav Tamehu. And he's not Tameh. Meaning he's a Nazir who became a Mitzorah. There's no Tumas Meis. So Tziparin, he brings the birds. Chavaso. That's what he has to bring if he's a Mitzorah. The birds. V'chatas Ha'of. The Chatas Ha'of that we said he brings just in case he's a Nazir Tamei, that's okay. Safek Azal Kfura. The halacha is that a Chatas Ha'of is brought al Safek even though you can't eat it. A Chatas Ha'of that you bring normally is you squeeze out your mamata the dam on the Mizbeach, and then it's all yours to eat. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Eim Mizbeach El Adama. The Mizbeach only gets the blood of the Chatas Ha'of. Right? But the rest of it you can eat, but here you can't. Here you can't. You have to dispose of it. And it says azal l'kvura, but a chadas oaf is allowed to be brought, but it's azal l'kvura. You see the Gilyan Ashas here. He just says ayin sof tmura, ayin sof tmura. So you got to do. We always have to do our homework on the Reb Kiva Eger's. Like, what does he mean? If you look in sof tmura, it's really a machlokas tanoim whether you have to bury or burn the chadas oaf. The last Mishnah in tmura lists all the things that have to be buried and all the things that have to be burnt. Right, Petra Chamor and Pasul Karbanis and Agla Arufa, all the burns and all those that have to be burned, all those that have to be buried. So he's bothered, if you look at the Mishnah, he's bothered because only Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be buried. Everybody else says it has to be burnt. The Chacham says it has to be burned. So why does the Gemara here assume Lekvura? Okay, Sarachian, that's his question. Okay, so the Chatas Ha'of that's brought on day 30 is not a problem because it's a Chatas Ha'of. Va'ola Havinadava. And what about on day 1 you bring an Olas Behema just in case you're another Tahar? No problem. An Ola could always turn into an Adava. Ula Galcho Tok Shiva. What about getting a haircut 7 days later? Just in case you're a Nazir, just in case you're a Mitzora. If you're a Vada Mitzora, you need a haircut day 1 and day 7. So that you can't do. Why? Yeah, sure, the Doma La Mukladu. Maybe he's not a Mitzora. Brahmana Amar Tarlo Yavra Arosha Advalos. So you can't get a haircut yet. Until day 30. So that's if you're a Mitzora, you're taken care of. V'ilah Mitzora, v'adayhu, if you're not a Mitzora, v'hu Tameh, and he's Tameh Meis, though, Chatas Ha'of Chavaso, so the Chatas Ha'of, no problem, that's what exactly he has to bring, and he brings only one thing of his Karbanas Tumah, v'tziparin avroi kamis avdin, and the birds, no problem. The birds are not done in the Azara. Don't process it with the birds, you kill one, you dip one, that's done outside the Azara. Not a problem, so there's no problem there. So either what you did is meaningful or meaningless, but there's no downside to it. V'lo havi chulun ba'azara, and there's no problem with chulun ba'azara there. V'olas behema havi nadava, and the olas behema again, if you're another tamei, so at least it's a nadava. Then, third possibility, v'ilah mitzarehu v'lav tameihu, what if you're neither? You're just a pashita nazir tahar. So then, tzipar navroi kamis avdin. Again, the birds are meaningless. You did it out, but it's no downside because you did it outside the azara. Chatas ha'of, the chatas ha'of that you brought was also meaningless, but there's no problem because you bring a chatas ha'of on a safek and l'kfura and you bury it. Olas behema havi chavaso, and the olas behema is exactly what you were supposed to bring. Continues the Gemara one more line. V'haboy asham. What about the asham of a nazir tamei? A nazir tamei has to bring a carbon asham in order to continue. As we said, fine, the you're not going to bring the chatos. What about the other ola? What about the asham? Reb Shimon he, demar ma'isi yamasni. Okay, it's Reb Shimon who says you could bring it al tnai. Reb Shimon says you can even bring an asham al tnai. And say, ma'isi yamasni, you can bring it al tnai. You see the last skinny line of Tosfos, the asham nami, masne bishlamim af kibema'id zmanach ilasam. Right, you could say if it's supposed to be my asham, it can be my asham. If not, it should be for a shlamim. If you're allowed to make that tnai, and by an asham.
So you bring it.
You bring it according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara is bothered. Don't you need it? So according to the Gemara, it's assuming that you should bring it and you can bring it. Other Achronim point out, but according to the other Tanaim, you can't bring it and therefore you don't have to bring it. Okay. Just one ha'ara should we continue this first? Yeah, let's finish the explanation first, and I'll mention one halacha on Chulin Bazar. So Tiglach HaShniyah, four lines to the bottom. Tiglach HaShniyah, the second haircut, which is on day 60, Vishleishis, and the third one on day 90. So what happened on those 2 days? The same karbanis were brought, if you remember, up top. You brought the same karbanis. You brought a Chadas Ha'of and an Olas Behema. The Chadas Ha'of was either to cover your Mitzora on day 60, or your Nazir Tameh on day 90. And you brought the Olas Behema on both days in case you're neither. So that's what the Gemara explains now. Siparim Motzarach, you for sure don't have to bring birds to Ha'avid. You did birds on day 30. So if you're a Mitzora, you're taken care of. But my Ika, so what's left? Dilma Vaday Mochlad Hu? So maybe he was for sure a Mitzora? So Chadil Safik Sifro V'Chadil Safik Tumaso. One was brought for maybe he now is at the end of his Svira days for Mitzora. So that's why you bring on day 60, you bring the Chadis Ha'of. And the next one on day 90 is brought for Safik Tumaso. Maybe he's still my mace. And as we said, you can never kill two birds with one stone, right? You can double up with the haircuts. So that's why that explains day 60 and day 90. And finally, Teklachas Revius, what about day 120? Maybe Karbantara. So he brings his Karbantara's Umasti and he makes the following condition. D'i, the Bach changes it from above to a Dalid. D'i, Vade Nazir Hu, if he was a Vade Nazir, right? Ola Harishon Acha, and he wasn't a Mitzora, and he wasn't a Tamei Meis. Then the first day he was finished. Ola Rishon Achova, the first Olas Behemah that I brought on day 30 is my good carbon. Mizuna Dava, and the rest have been, and including today's day 120 is a Nadava. V'im Tamei Umochladu, but if I was both Ola Rishon Nadava, my first three Olas Behemahs were Nadavas. V'zuchova, v'zeshar carbono, and then this is the rest of my carbonas. If I was neither, if I was just a Nazir Tahar. Period. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara, explaining the brisa, how you work out their karbanos. Yeah.
So on the fourth tiglachas, does not bring a chatas
behema? On the fourth tiglachas, does he bring a chatas behema? Because it says, he does bring, I think.
But it's a suffix. He's making it tonight.
But if it was a suffix, he only brought the olas behema. That's the only suffix. He never brought a chatas behema before, right? He never brought the rest of his karbanos tara.
The
Ola he's doing al tznai,
and the
Chatas is not, right? Because the Ola is the only one that you brought already. Now you bring in the other Karbanos, like we had yesterday. You're allowed to split up. You're allowed to have Lachatzon. You're allowed to have a break in your Karbanos. You don't have a choice here.
Yeah, so he's only making a tznai on the fourth Ola?
He's only making a tznai on the fourth one.
He's not making it the previous times,
even though Lamaisa, it's kind of implicit. There's a tznai there too. On the second time, for example. On the second time, if I was nothing except a Nazir Tahar, then this is a Nadav also. So it's kind of implicit. Okay. One point regarding Chulin Bazar. I think we mentioned this before. It's a major Machlokas Rishonim. Based on the lesson of the Machlokas, what the Rambam means. The Machlokas Rishonim, and then the Rishonim argue, the later Rishonim of the Rashba, and others argue what the Rambam means. The Rambam in Hilcha Shechita is where he talks about Chulin Bazara. The Rambam says, B'chol makom mutar lishchot chutz min azara. In every place is mutar to shecht, outside the azara. Sheishach de bazara, el akashim is be'ech bovad. Because in the azara, you're only allowed to shecht karbanos. You can't shech chulin in the azara. Aval hachulin asur l'shachlin bazara. But you cannot shech chulin bazara. Bein behema, bein chai, bein of. No karbanas, no non-karbanas can be shechted in the azara. Then the Rambam continues, and here's the lashon: Beis gimel and hilchas shechita. V'lo behema v'chaya bilvad. Not only behemas and chayas, it's asur to shecht in the azara. Ela kol hachulin asur l'hachnisan l'azara. You can't bring any chulin into the azara. Forget shechting. You can't bring chulin into the azara, and then the Rambam's lashon is va'afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas, even shechted meat, fruit or bread. You can't bring anything into the azara, and if you brought it in, you're still allowed to eat it. And this is dvarim elu kulumi divrei kabbalah. So the Rambam gave examples. You can't bring anything into the azara. You can't bring shechted meat, fruit, bread. What about a chair? What about a horse? Not a horse, it's an animal. What about a shirt? Did the Rambam give specific examples, or he just have the big examples? Fruit, bread, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Machlokas Rishonim, does the Isser of Chulin Bazara only apply to Dvarim that are Roy Lahakrav Agabi HaMizbeach? Does it only apply to things that are in the Parsha of Karbanis? So then there's an Isser to bring it in. But a chair? What's the Isser? That's just, it's a Bizayin. But what do you bring in? That's not an Isser of Chulin Bazara. Chulin Bazara is only a chulin that's fit to be brought in the Azara. It's got to be in the Parsha. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. So some suggest, the Mishnah Melech quotes this, big low Mishnah Melech, Machlokas Rishonim. I think the Rashba feels that the Rambam holds like him, that it's limited, because the Rambam Dafka says meat, fruit, and bread. So meat, that's karbanos. Fruit, bikurim. Bread, you have all the karbanos mencha. You have breads of a nazir, you have breads of a toda. So the Rambam gives even, but it's, he definitely limits the examples he gives, not other. And others say, no, the Rambam is just giving examples. Rambam's giving any examples. He could have given any. He could have given water bottles. He could have given any examples. That's the machlokas we've shown him here, what the Rambam means. But either way, this is of chulun b'azara, not only to shech b'azara, but even to be, bring things into the azara. The question is, how far does this go, the isser of bringing chulun b'azara? Okay, and it came up that here, the siparim is not a problem of chulun b'azara, because it's done outside the azara. It's done outside the azara. Okay. Okay, let's continue now. So now we get to the today sheet. Today sheet, only a few more lines of this, and then we get on to other topics. So everything we discussed in this Mishnah and the Braisa was, if you're a good, wonderful Nazir Tahar, and you have a Safek, did I become a Mitzara, did I become a Tamei Meis? So now the Gemara talks about the other cases, the other permutations. What if you're a Nazir Tahar, that's for sure a Mitzara, but a Safek Tamei Meis? What if you're for sure a Tamei Meis and a Safek Mitzara? What if you're for sure, right, both, as we'll see. So here we go. So, and now you have today's sheet. I have a couple of copies. If you don't have it, please share. I'm not sure if it's that one. So it's so you have to just to be share with someone. It says Tamei Safek Muklad Vaday on it. It's on the website if you need it for later. Either way, just I'll explain it and then you can look at it later. So here we go. Three cases and then we'll get to a new piece. Tamei, fourth line. Tamei Safek Muklad Vaday. What if you are for sure became a Mitzora? You're a Nazir Tahar. And you for sure became a Mitzora. But you might be Tamei Meis also. You're not sure about that. The cases up till now was everything was a Safek. So as we're going to see, you basically try to take care of your Vadais first. Keep things simple. So what do you do? Ochel b'kachim lachar shmoni yamim. So you're for sure a Mitzora. So what do you do? So on day one, you get a haircut, you bring your birds. On day seven, you get another haircut, right? Because you're for sure a Mitzora. You're allowed to get haircuts then. So on day one, you see on the first line on day one, you get your first haircut for a Mitzora. On day seven, you get your second haircut for a Mitzora. But now, you might be Tamei Meis. But you can't get a haircut yet, because maybe you're not Tamei Meis. And you're Nazir Tahar. So you have to get a haircut for Tamei Meis, but you can't get it for another 30 days. So what happens? You have to wait another 30 days till day 37 to get the next haircut, which is your haircut just in case you're a Tamei Meis. At that point in time, you can eat. I'm sorry. Already after day seven, you could already eat kachim because you know the days of Tumas Meis are finished. You just didn't get your haircut for Tumas Meis. So 30 days later, you get your haircut for Tumas Meis, and then you got to wait another 30 days because if you really were a Tamei Meis, besides being a Mitzora, you have to wait another month because you couldn't overlap the days of Nazirus Tum and Nazirus Tahara. So by day 67, 30 days later, you get your final haircut. And that's what the Braisa says. Ochel b'kachim la'achar shmoni yamim. After 8 days already, you could eat karbanis. Because either way, you're not a Mitzora anymore. And if you were Tamei Meis, you're not Tamei anymore. Because you got sprinkled day 3 and 7. You just didn't get your haircut yet. But you could eat kachim. And v'shos yayin mitamei l'meisim. And when is your Nazirus for sure finished? La'achar shishim v'shiva yamim. After 67 days, as you see the chart on top, because you have to wait two sets of 30 days, one for Nazirus Tumah, one for Nazirus Tahara. Yeah.
Only day one.
Day one that you become Tahar from your Tzaras. Day one that you become Tahar from your Tzaras. That's what we mean here by day one.
Is it kind of difficult that you allow you to eat kachim, yet you're going to bring...
But that's fascinating. That's the halacha. You're gonna bring that you're allowed to eat kachim already once you counted your 7 days and had the Afer of the Paraduma sprinkled on you, day 3 and 7, then you're already not Tameh anymore. I'm sorry, but your Suffolk needed to glachas and to bring, right? But and your Suffolk that you can't start your Nazirus Tar yet. Let's say you aren't, forget being a Nazir. You're not a Nazir. Tameh Meis doesn't have to bring Karbanos. Become Tameh Meis. You don't have to bring Karbanos. You're not a Mechusre Kapara. Right, you have to bring karbanis. You just day 3 and 7. You got to wait the days. And that's what he did. He waited the other days. The karbanis and the haircut have to be brought because that's what you need for a nazir that became Tamei Meis. Okay, that's case one. Three cases. Case two is the one that you got to really focus on, and then we'll get the case. We did case one. Case two. Here we go. Muchlat safek v'tamei vatei. Okay, you're a nazir, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you become Tamei Meis. Okay, but you also might be a mitzora. So you're Tamei vatei, but you're mitzora safek. So what's the halacha? Here we go. You see the second line in the middle. So on day one you do nothing. Because you're a Vadei Tamei Meis, but you might not be a Mitzora. If you're not a Mitzora, then you can't get a haircut yet. If you're not a Mitzora, you can't get a haircut yet, because it's day one. And you're a Nazir. So what do? You gotta wait a week. Let's do it outside first, and then we'll see it in the Gemara. You gotta wait a week, and now you can for sure get a haircut. Why? Because you were Vadei Tamei Meis. You were Vadei Tamei Meis, so on day 7 you're gonna get a haircut. Once you're getting a haircut, Tosfos explains, you shave your whole body. Just in case you're a Nazir, just in case you're a Mitzora. Just in case you're a Mitzora. You're not sure if you're a Mitzora, but just in case you're a Mitzora. That's on day 7. Fine. So now what do? Now you need another haircut just in case you were a Mitzora. But if you're not a Mitzora, you can't get it for another 30 days. Because if you are just Tamei Meis, you can't get another haircut for 30 days. That's why you got to wait another 30 days. You see? You got to wait because from day 7 to 37, maybe this is your Naziris Tara. See, I run on the bottom. Because maybe it's your Naziris Tara if you were just Tamei Meis. Maybe this is your days of Svira of a Mitzora, in case you are not. Because you were also a Mitzora. So that's why on day 37, you get your second haircut. Right? So day 7, day 37. So now what? So if you were a Mitzora, you still need another haircut for Tamei Meis. So you gotta wait a week in order before you get your next haircut of Tiglachas Tumah. Why? Because you cannot get a haircut unless it grows for 7 days. That's what I wrote on the bottom. Tzorach gidul zayin yamin lo Tiglachas Tumah. If he was a Mitzora Vadai. If he wasn't a Mitzora, you finished. If he wasn't a Mitzora, right? Remember, if he wasn't a Mitzora, then Tamei Meis was taken care of in the first 7 days and your Naziris of Tara was taken care of. That's why you don't have to wait a month here. Just got to wait a week. But then, from day 44, you got to wait another 30 days in case you were a Mitzora and Tamei Meis. That's why by day 74, you're taken care of. And that's what the Gemara says now. We can read it. Mochlat Tzavev V'Tamei Vadai. Ochlo B'Kachem L'Achar Shlosha M'Shiva Yamim. After 37 days, you're already finished your days of Tamei Meis and your days of Tiglachas, if you were a Mitzora. But you got to wait 74 days before being able to drink wine or become Tamei Meis. And finally, the last case, which is more straightforward. What if you were Tamei Vadei Mochlat Vadei? Let's say you were for sure Mitzora and for sure Tamei Meis. The first case, our Mishnah was you were both Safik. We just discussed what if one was a Safik, one was a Vadai. Now we have both Vadais. If you were Vadai, so now straightforward, right? You're a Mitzora. So take care of your Mitzora. You got to get a haircut on day 1 and day 7. And then a week later, you got to get a haircut for Tamei Meis. And then a month later, you got to take care of your Naziris Tahara. So, Ochal B'Kachem L'Achar Shmoni Yamim. So after 8 days, you could already eat Karbanis. V'shos Yarim Tamei L'Meisim L'Achar Arba Arba Yamim. After 44 days, that's the third line I have there, you can get your Tiglachas of another tar. Again, I hope this sheet is online. If it's not, it'll be up. It was supposed to be online last night. If not, it'll be up very soon. Okay, Adkan, cases of Karbanis and Sveikas and working out the haircuts. Period. Shalu Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Talmidim asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's related, but it's a separate piece. In all these cases, we've been assuming something, and now we're going to ask why we've been assuming that. We've been assuming you can never double dip with your haircut. You can never use your haircut for two reasons. You cannot use your haircut for Mitzora for Nazir, and for Nazir for Mitzora, and for Nazir Tamei Meis. Why not? That's what the Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him. Nazir, they're going to go through each one. Right, who do you have here? We're dealing with four people. Or three people, four people. A Nazir Tahar, a Nazir Tameh. Mitzora day 1 and Mitzora day 7. So Gemara is going to just go by and say, why can't any of those combine? Why not? It's a haircut. So you want to do a body cut? Do a body cut. Why can't they combine? That's the kasha. So Shaul Tameh Vashur Mayachai. Nazir Tahar u Mitzora. Maushi Galech Teglachas Achas. Fa'olololol Lakan Lakan. Why can't a Nazir Tahar, right, a Nazir Utar and a Mitzora, just in case he's a Nazir Tar and a Mitzora, why can't he use the same haircut? Why can't he use the same haircut on both days? Moshi Galeach, Tiglachas, Achas, Olo, Lakan, Lakan. Why can't he use the same haircut? I'm like, Inam Galeach. No, he can't. Amrulo, Lama. Why not? Why can't he use the same haircut for two reasons? Armalahan, no. Ilu, Zelagadav, Zelagadav, Zelahaver, Zelahaver, Yafa, Atem, Omrim. If the haircuts were for the same purpose, you're right. If it's for the same purpose, you could use one haircut for both. Achshav, Nazir Lahavir, Mitzor Lagadel. Why can't you use the haircut of a Nazir Tahar and a Mitzorah? Because they're different purposes. Why does a Mitzorah on day 1 get a haircut? In order that it could grow back in a week and he could get another haircut. So that haircut is really in order for the hair to grow. Why does a Nazir Tahar get a haircut? To cut off his hair, you're going to throw it under the fire. So is the haircut to cause the hair to grow more or just to cut off your hair? Different purposes, you can't use the two haircuts for different mitzvahs. What does this remind you of? A number of Achronim say this. We have a principle, Psachim Kuf Beis, Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You cannot use, let's say, one cup, one kos, for different mitzvahs. Right? That's why we have two cups, Erisin and Nisuin, two separate mitzvahs. The Gemara there asks, so what do we do by Yak Nahaz? We just did it a couple weeks ago. How could we use the same cup for Kiddush and Avdallah? Answers the Gemara, that's the same thing. Kiddush and Havdalah is the same thing, says the Gemara. So don't ask me for Kiddush and Havdalah. Psachim Kuvbeis, Havdalah v'Kiddush Chada Milsahi. Berachas Hamazon v'Kiddush Shrei Mili Ninhu. Why? And this could be the Makar of the Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam holds, we mentioned it many times, that Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. Why? Because you have to be mimazkir Shabbos. You have to cordon off Shabbos. That's Kiddush Shabbos Midvarim. You have to start Shabbos and end Shabbos. Havdalah is also a mitzvah daraisa according to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah quotes other Rachmanim. No, other Rishonim is the Rabbanan. But the Rambam paskens that are both daraisa. It could be based on that Gemara that Kiddush and Havdalah is chada milsa, and that's why there's no problem about enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Here it is a problem because here the two haircuts are for different purposes. Okay, we're going to finish this. I want to talk about Chavilos Chavilos a little bit, but that might be tomorrow morning. But let's at least can finish the Braisa. The Gemara is, again, the Talmidei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ask him about each of the possibilities. Why can't the two haircuts work together? Fine, another tar cannot combine with the first haircut a Mitzorah gets. The Talol Emei Sifra, what about the second haircut a Mitzorah gets? Both of those are just to remove the hair. Right? Nothing's growing back after that, halakhically. So why can't you use the second haircut of a Mitzorah and a Nazir Tahar? Why can't they combine their haircuts? Farmalahan, no. He said there's another difference. Ilu Zelafez Yukas Adam, Zelafez Yukas Adam, Yafatam Omrim. If they're both at the same time in their processes, no problem. Ela Mitzorah, Lefez Yukas Adam, Vanazir Lachas Yukas Adam. What do we say? A Mitzorah gets a haircut on day 7, it brings his Karbanos on day 8. So his haircut is before his Karbanos. A Nazir is Lachas Yukas Adam. A Nazir is not allowed to get his haircut until he brings a Karban. So you can't mix and match there. It's brought at different times. Three out of four. Fine. Mitzora and another tar cannot combine. How about another tame? Another tame and mitzora number one. Both of those haircuts are in order to grow back. So why can't you use those? Why can't you combine? Armalahan, again he says, Ilu Zelafe BSMI Vizelafe BSMI Yafatem Omrim. If they both went to the mikveh at the same time in the process, no problem. Ella, but here you can't. Tame Lacher BSMI. Another Mitzorah first goes to the mikveh, says in the Torah, based on Psukim, and then gets his haircut. Mitzorah. Lefne BSMI. A Mitzorah gets his haircut on day 7 before he goes to the mikveh. So again, you cannot combine the haircuts. Finally, number 4. Amrulo Yafa Amartish Lotalo Yemesifer Lotik Ulaziruso. Fine. The second haircut of a Mitzorah and another Tar cannot combine. V'salo lime chaluto v'tamaso. What about the first haircut of a Mitzorah and another Tame? The Zelagadel v'Zelagadel. It's both to grow the hair. So like our answers, who da amar lahenna? Nazir Tar v'hu Mitzorah. Another Tar cannot combine with the first haircut of a Mitzorah. Why? Zelagadel v'Zelahavir. As we said earlier. Vim Nazir Tamei v'hu Mitzorah, they also cannot combine. Zelafnei b'yismayim v'zelachar b'yismayim. One's before, one's after, going to the mikvah. And Tani Reb Chiya even said this in short. Why can't Mitzorah and Nazir combine? Zelafnei b'yismayim v'zelachar b'yismayim. Zelafnei zrikas hadam v'zelachar zrikas hadam. Okay, let's just do maybe 1 minute, since we're not saying Tachanun today anyway. So we have 1 minute, and that is, there are a number of reasons given in the Rishonim for Ein Osa Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. When you can't do mitzvahs in a combined fashion. Rashi says in Masecha Sota, and Tosfos says as well, Shenire Kemisha Hayu Olav Lamasui. If you're doing two mitzvahs with one coast, it's like you want to do them quickly. It's like a burden on you. Let's finish it up. Let's get it over with. Let's have a mincha now. Let's get it over with. You ever hear that lashon? It's a terrible lashon. Let's get mincha over with. What is that? It's like this burden on me. I have to schlep it, right? That's enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You're trying to get rid of it. That's number one. A second approach, though, is given in Tosfos and elsewhere, is that you have to concentrate in each mitzvah. You have to concentrate on each mitzvah. You have to give each mitzvah its due. It's not a negative. It's more of a positive. It's to make sure you concentrate on each mitzvah. That's why you're not allowed to do them combined. A third idea, and it's all this is a nice summary of this in Sefer Nasiach B'Chukecha, which I've mentioned once in the past from Rabbi Leibowitz in California. He quotes from Yosef Engel, but it's in the Beis Otzer. I look back, we mentioned this back in Psachim when we did it then on Kof Beis. He suggests, similar to what some Rishonim say by Osek B'Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah. By Osek B'Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah, your Pater from the other Mitzvah, your Ein Mitzvah V'Yoseh. It's always greater to do a Mitzvah in a state of Mitzvah V'Yoseh. Right? Gadol ha-mesuva v'yosef v'mi she'ena mesuva v'yosef. So if you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time, so memela, you one of them, you're not, or maybe both of them, can, relative to each other, you're not mesuva v'yosef. So it's better to do the mitzvah separately so you could do it, do them both as a mitzvah v'yosef. This reminds us of the discussion of the mafarshim in Parshas Lech Lecha and Vayera, and that is Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs called to Arkula Ashlo Nitna. Before it was given, he did all the mitzvahs. So why didn't he do Bris Milah till Avraham Avinu, Hashem commanded it to him? Why didn't he do Bris Milah? All the mitzvahs he did before Hashem told him. So why did he wait by Bris Milah? So many answers given. Some say that he couldn't be chobol himself. It's an Avera also. So unless you have an assay, you can have assay can't be dochel also assay. Others say it's a bris. A bris requires two parties. You can't volunteer a bris. But others, right, the briskarav says there's no shame aral yet until you get a tzivui. But some of the achbanim say no. Because all other mitzvahs you can do now, you can do later. So you do it now as an ena mitzvah v'yoseh, you do it later as a mitzvah v'yoseh. Bris milah you can only do once. You can only do bris milah once. So he wanted to do it as a mitzvah v'yoseh. Because gadol mitzvah v'yoseh, misha ena mitzvah v'yoseh. So that's why Avraham Avinu didn't want to do it yet. Because you can only do it once. If he does it now, he's finished. So that's why he had to wait to do it as a mitzvah v'yoseh. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel explains. Enos and mitzvahs chavilus chavilus as well. Maybe it's based on the principle that you really putter for one of the mitzvahs, and you want to make sure that you do it as a mitzvah v'yoseh. Okay, maybe there's a little more, but we'll continue tomorrow. Today's this week's Daf Yomi is sponsored by the Scheinman's family. L'zecha nishmas Yisrael Isser ben Zion ben Yaakov.